Hello and welcome to AI PodNet. I'm Brooks Rainwater, Director of Local Relations in AI Government and Community Relations Department, including the Citizen Architect Program. In today's Citizen Architect on the Move podcast, we are interviewing Mani Farhadi. Over a 20-year architectural career, Mani has been an integral team member on campus planning projects for public and private schools, as well as colleges and universities. She has developed key strengths in her education, specifically programming, master planning, feasibility reports, and overall team coordination. Her passion is listening to and building consensus to enrich her constituent groups. Mani is an active member of the Steinberg Architects Sustainability Task Force as a LEED accredited professional. In addition, she serves as the chair of her local school bond oversight committee. And with me is Mani. And so to start, why did you become an architect?
I get that question all the time. Well, first, my father's an architect. So I did grow up surrounded by architectural books and, you know, with a different awareness of architecture. We toured the ancient sites in Iran, which is where I grew up. In addition, we traveled to Egypt and Greece and London and Paris. My father took me to his office. It was fascinating to see all of his models and drawings he was working on. I was talented as an artist as a child. He also took me to groundbreaking and grand opening celebrations, so I saw how important that was to the people that he was working for. And my mother was a writer. They wrote a book together called The Sense of Unity, and it was about traditional Persian architecture and how the ancient buildings were laid out on certain philosophical and spiritual and geometric and ecological principles. And so that was a big influence. And my mom took me to an International Women Architects Conference when I was a teenager. She introduced me to some world-renowned architects of the time, Allison Smithson, Denise Scott Brown, and Anne Ting. And I sat in on some of the lectures. It just amazed me that they were such powerful and confident women. And so then when I was in college, I actually resisted architecture at first. I turned to art history. But it was quite revealing. Every time we had to do a report, instead of work doing it on art, I would do it on a building. So finally, I caved in and I decided architecture was more practical and I should just follow what I've been, you know, interested in all my life. And I did an independent study major at Wellesley and studio courses at MIT, and then I went on to get my architectural degree at the Boston Architectural College called the BAC.
Oh, great. And do you view yourself as a citizen architect? And if so, what does this mean to you?
Well, I see myself now as a citizen architect, not always, but having been brought up in a global environment, sort of treading between the Eastern and the Western culture, I always felt I was a cultural ambassador of sorts. I had to explain my being Iranian to my American friends, and I kind of have to explain my being American to my Iranian friends. My mother's mother, my grandmother was American. She was from Idaho, but she married an Iranian and moved to Iran, and which is where I grew up. But we grew up with an American influence, such as speaking English or celebrating Christmas or believing in women's rights to education and career. But we did move to America to live a free life, and I keep my Persian roots and traditions, so it's a little bit of a reversal now. So my upbringing made me feel like a citizen of the world. And gradually, as I got more involved in architecture, I realized I could do the same with architecture by being an ambassador of architecture. I could explain architecture to non-architects and also explain the layperson point of view to my fellow architects. But I only came to that realization as I volunteered. So being a citizen architect to me means being a bridge of sorts.
What were the influences that led you to become more involved in your community? And are there specific issues you feel strongly about?
Yeah, I first got involved with the AIA at my local chapter. We lived in Boston in the 1980s. So having been influenced by the legendary women architects that I met earlier, I joined the Women in Architecture subcommittee. Eventually, I became chair of that in the Boston group. I enjoyed connecting with the various women architects in the area and learning about the firms. We organized breakfasts with the firms that had women in leadership roles. Then the AIA celebrated 100 years of the first woman AIA. Her name was Louise Bethune. In 1989 was the centennial, and I got exposed to the national AIA, and I attended a diversity conference as a liaison rep. I organized an exhibit of the work of women architects, and it was really very rewarding. I did have to take a little bit of a detour when I went to night school while I worked full-time at Sasaki, and I began to have my kids. So, but after becoming a mother, aside from my career, I yearned for some other connection beyond the office. So in the 2000s, we moved to California, and I decided to become more involved with their schools. I joined the Bond Oversight Committee in Los Gatos, but I felt that I needed to also learn about the town that I lived in, not just the schools, so it kind of kept building. And then I enrolled in a Leadership Los Gatos program in our town, and I learned more about our community that we live in. And then that, in turn, led me to the next level, becoming involved at a larger scale, similarly with the AIA. Aside from my local chapter, I thought about joining the larger AIA, so I joined the Committee on Architecture for Education, CAE, specifically the Higher Education Subcommittee, and that's where I'm volunteering now. And all along, my issues have been providing a better impression of architects in the real world and influencing the next generation to become well-adjusted leaders as they evolve through their lives.
How has your practice influenced your civic engagement, and how has your civic engagement influenced your practice?
Yeah, my specific volunteer duties on the Bond Oversight Committee are quite related to my professional role because I work on K-12 projects and higher education and community college projects. So I was able to bring a voice of reason to the Bond Oversight Committee because they're not made up of fellow architects, so they don't often understand the rules and regulations that architects have to deal with. So by showing them that even me and my firm, which is a competing firm with a firm that, you know, the district hired, we have the same issues or we have the same protocol, by explaining to them this is how long approvals take, all that stuff has been really giving them another eye, another perspective, to make them feel comfortable about the process. So by being able to give them that comparison, it's been very helpful to the committee. And that's only because I actually do that kind of work over the years in my career. And then similarly, having been on the professional side of making all these presentations to user groups, now I was on, you know, on the receiving end of listening to presentations, or I myself would be making presentations to Board of Trustees as a volunteer as opposed to as an architect. So sitting on both sides has been really eye-opening. It also has tied my identity together, if you will. For example, at every Bond Oversight presentation I make, I start out by saying that I'm on the committee not only, you know, as an architect, but also as a mother of two kids in the district. So I find that the volunteering that I do brings my identity together.
Speaking with Mani Farhadi on today's Citizen Architect on the Move, is sustainability an integral part of your practice, and can you explain how this affects your personal and community life?
Yes. I'll start out personally. We do actively, for example, recycle at home. We've installed energy-efficient lighting, appliances. We try to conserve as much as possible. And at the school that my kids go to, I joined the green team. We've helped the school to become more aware of the environment and recycle more, ways to reduce lunch waste, plant some trees, things like that.
Yeah, those are great. We're seeing those more and more across the country.
Exactly. And it's one of the most popular committees at the school to join, so the green team. And also we are being LEED accredited at work, certainly. We have a mandate for many of our projects that have to be silver. So I'm helping the projects that need to pursue that LEED accreditation. In the end, being sustainable just makes so much sense. It's really about making people realize the logic of it. There's the fear factor of climate change and all, but I think that once people just realize it's logical, it makes sense. It becomes sort of an obvious choice for everybody.
How has your volunteer work within the AIA complemented your decisions to become involved on other levels?
Well, I chose at first volunteering duties that had specifically to do with architecture, such as the Bond Oversight Committee, where we oversee the budget and construction issues and the timeline and change orders and state approvals and all. But that experience allowed me to see that I could be helpful and influential in other areas. It was like a launching pad, and especially when it led to my participating in Leadership Los Gatos in my own town. It made me more aware of the planning decisions. So then when our town is now going through a general plan update, I've been going to those workshops as well, just sitting in really as an interested party. But I think that it really has allowed me to step up to the next level. It's been really rewarding to do volunteer work because in addition to my professional life and having clients that are satisfied, it's just my expertise has also been improved by having volunteered.
Great. How do you feel the AIA helps advance your architectural practice?
Actually, it does quite a bit. One of the things is my current role, for example, in the AIA Committee on Education for Higher Ed, Architecture for Education and Higher Ed, is related to what I do, but it's also my passion. Right now, we're working on conducting post-occupancy evaluation, which will give us some metrics to work with when we contact our community college clients and try to find out what buildings worked for them for learning environment and what didn't. So it directly then relates to me when I find out what the trends are in higher education. Next time that I have a client meeting or an interview for a potential work, I'm able to tell them, oh, well, you know, nationally we see the trend to be, et cetera, that there's more collaborative learning environments. So the volunteering I do at the AIA level is helping understand my client better because I picked a particular topic that was relevant. But also my role as citizen architect is helpful because when we do the interviews or when they're trying to select architects, we always mention my volunteering. And that mm-hmm. makes the user group and the client group see that I'm beyond just an architect, I'm a citizen. And specifically, I'm actually right now going through my annual performance evaluation, which is tomorrow. And so I'm definitely going to bring up all these, and I'm actually asking for a promotion at work. So
I hope you get it.
Yeah, hopefully all this will be helpful to that.
Yeah. Have you ever considered running for political office?
Well, maybe. It's funny because my kids asked me, Mom, do you want to be mayor? Then I told them, you actually don't get paid as a mayor. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that. It is something to think about as my kids get older. Mm-hmm. Right now, my son Rod is 14, my son Ryan is 10. So in addition to, you know, balancing the work and career, I think that maybe in a few years when they're a little bit older, I would love to do something like that because I'd actually really love to make a career out of helping nonprofit or community agencies. So we'll see.
That would be great. And what message would you communicate to those architects that would like to become more civically engaged?
I would certainly recommend it. I would say follow your passion. There is a way to have a career, have a family, keep your traditions, and give back to your community and keep it all in balance, especially when you find that place in your life where your passion and your personal life come together with your career life, you'll feel so much more fulfilled. As I mentioned before, it's really being civically engaged is a bridge. Doing that volunteering work bridges you between what you do as a professional and what you do as a person in life.
That's a great message. Thanks. We just discussed Citizen Architect on the Move with Mani Farhadi. Thank you, Mani, and best of luck in your future civic engagement. Join me next time when I'll be speaking with another citizen architect about their civic engagement activities and how they have impacted their life as an architect. And thank you for joining us in this AI podcast. For more information on the Citizen Architect program, please visit www.aia.org/citizen-architect.